Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with inventor Peter Carroll with Q-Mast.
The only Ringo to play. Well, Gandhi says an eye for an eye makes a whole.
Is that much, that $7 to $10 of adding on to the oil? Is that a lot for somebody who would be downstream or be an ancillary company to the you know, the major energy company?
Well, if I understand your question here, that, you know, a lot of plays, you know, that you look around the U.S., these hydrofracking plays up in Uri, the Bakken and stuff, from the information I read, it's like $30, $40, maybe $50 a barrel is our production cost for these type of oil plays. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do why oil staying right there around, you know, $50 a barrel to keep a lot of the U.S. players out of it. With us, we still think we can beat those costs because, you know, one factor I didn't talk about is that natural gas that you were talking about that's flared off. We use that natural gas to power our generators that run the microwave system. So we have we actually just, for our fuel to run the system, we're using the oil that we're producing to run it. So you have negligible cost in there. So the big thing another item on cost is that we have a surface system that we've tested that I talked about. So for now we're looking more shallow plays, and we're looking at more unconventional, like oil sands, typical in maybe Utah and Canada, or oil shells. I live right here in Green River. Right here in Grand Junction, which is surrounded by the Green River oil shell formation. So these are shallow. You know, they cover thousands of square miles. They're shallow access to them. In some places, you just take a bulldozer, push the dirt away, and drill your hole and start producing oil right there. So there aren't those large production costs associated with drilling and that you'd see in a normal conventional oil.
And I want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. The microwave energy production, the microwave oil production, would that be a addition to the traditional fracking, or would that be in place of the traditional fracking?
That would be in place of it. That would just be another source of oil. The next step in the development of the microwave system is we have patents and designs and currently starting the development program on a downhole tool system where this is a microwave that can fit down a conventional oil well, and it can get to depths to where one thing we're looking at is going and rehabilitating wells with this type of system, and to be rehabilitating conventional wells. And for instance, some of the data I've looked at, there's 400,000 stripper wells in the United States, you know, those wells that are producing 10 barrels a day. And we feel like we can take the microwave, go down into that producing zone, and in that kind of situation, we'll create a permeable cylinder around a well that can, it'll heat the rock. If there's heavy oil, paraffins that are clogged, it'll remove those, and then it'll fracture the rock out to some distance. We could go out, say, maybe, just a few feet, say, for instance, and then you create this permeable cylinder, you know, maybe 6 foot diameter around a conventional, say, four inch production well. And so you've got a lot of surface area for that oil to flow into that well.
To listen to the full-length interview with inventor Peter Carroll with QMAST or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiessen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Well, I was born under a harvest moon. And I wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. And I was born on the first day of my life.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spiess. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.